It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello and welcome to our program. Border Crossings is on the air, and we have a special guest in our studios. Along with the requests and dedications, we also will be featuring music off of a brand new album called I Rise. We welcome to our studios Etana, and she will be joining us after we check her music out. So tune in to Border Crossings. Etana's our guest on The Voice of America. It's Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. It's great to have you with us here as we welcome into our studios at VOA one of the most talented reggae singers on tour today. She is promoting a brand new album, which is her third album. It's called I Rise. We welcome Etana to DC and to VOA. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you in our studios. And first of all, congratulations on all the success that you've been enjoying over the years.
Yes, and I'm grateful to all of my fans from all over the world who made it possible. you know.
And this is the third CD, and it's produced by some pretty heavyweight producers who've worked with Peter Tosh and some other folks.
Clive, actually, this one is called, this is the fourth one. The third one was Better Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So the fourth one is I Rise, produced by Clive Hunt, as you already said. Produced songs with Stevie Wonder, Mick Jagger, name it, the you know, from pop to rock to R&B, but also some of the best reggae songs in the world today.
And I love your name, Etana. That has, a significant meaning to it.
It means the strong one. I want, my given name is Shauna, and it means pretty. And so I want every woman, because women are beautiful all over the world, but I want for every woman, when they see the name Etana, to be reminded of how powerful we are as women.
And I know that you spread that message around the world, and you were talking with me off the air that you go and you visit school children back home in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I try to do it wherever, if I get to go to other Caribbean countries, just to pass through the school, say hello, sing a few songs, you know, have a conversation.
And you're much more than just a reggae singer. You have many, many different facets to your talents. Of course, reggae being the most profound because of your roots in Jamaica. But you also are an R&B singer.
Yes.
And you do a lot of other kinds of things. You design clothing, I guess? You have your own clothing line?
Clothing line, soap bars. I call them body bars.
You design soap?
Soaps, yes. And I'm going to the hair oils for hair ointments for anyone with natural hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
So growing up, has it always been about music for you? I mean, is that something that you knew early on?
I knew that I was in love with music. I knew that I had a voice. But I wanted to be a doctor or a nurse. Yeah, so I would listen to music, and my mom used to play country music every Sunday. Otherwise, no, I didn't. I wasn't thinking I was going to be a singer.
Country music.
Country music.
And I read
in Jamaica.
You like Dolly Parton? So
yeah, she played country music every Sunday. Tammy Wynette, Dolly Parton were my favorite too.
Patsy Cline.
Patsy. Well, she played enough of that too. Loads of that, you know. Stand By Your Man, it was one of my favorite songs.
Those days. That's fun. I mean, so Sunday was country music.
country music,
very popular in Jamaica?
Yes. Very popular. I mean, especially with the my parents and older, they love country music.
And how did your listening to country music influence the sound that you have today?
In a big way. I've heard it over and over and over again. At the first song I wrote, We Don't Want No Trouble, a lot of people reminded me or told me that it sounded like a country song.
Do you have formal training as vocal coaches or whatever?
Not yet. I'm still considering doing so. But I think when it comes from the soul, when it comes from deep inside, I think that's when people feel it the most.
Well, you're lovely, and I know that the CD sounds great. And so Etana's in our studios. Fourth album. Wow, that's you're young, and this is kind of only in the last few years, and four albums.
Four albums. I mean, I love music, and I think if you have the chance and the power to express yourself, why not do it? So four albums is
nothing, huh?
Nothing. I need to do four more.
Four more. Well, when you love what you're doing, I guess it does come easy. And it is fun. So why don't you introduce us to the band who are with you today, and then we'll have you sing a song.
Sure. This is Clive.
Hi, Clive. Hello. Don't talk so much.
And this is Cambro McPherson, singer-songwriter, both of them are, and producer Clive is. Kevon Witta, the keyboard player, and Kevon Williams, who we call Kevo, is the guitarist.
Is this the Clive who's worked with Peter Tosh and all those?
No.
No. He's worked with artists like Jimmy Cliff, Ja'Cure, myself, you want to say the word? Stephen Marley. A lot of other
people.
We've
had Stephen Marley. We've had Jimmy Cliff. We've had Maxi Priest. We've had a lot of reggae artists come through in the last couple of years. And so reggae is very popular around the world. And I'm going to ask if you'd sing a song for us.
Sure.
That would be great. What is the song you've selected to sing first?
I Rise.
I Rise. Title track.
Title track.
All right. Etana on The Voice of America. Mm-hmm.
strong. I was made for this. See, I met so many hard times when I thought I couldn't make it. See, I've had my trials when my pillows dried my eyes. Then the morning came and my wings took flight. Makes broken wings fly.
Lovely. That's great. Sounding wonderful. Etana's our guest, and that's the title track to the fourth album, the new album, I Rise. So your music is inspirational. I read where you said that you want to help people who are struggling, and you want to give them an uplifting message.
Well, reaching out to people. I think the purpose of music is to make people feel good, to encourage, to strengthen, to uplift, to make people move. Mm-hmm. And that's what the music is for, I think. And that's what my songs do.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow up with a struggle? Has it been a struggle throughout your life? Or?
Well, I think at some point in all our lives, we have struggles. And I've seen a lot of it growing up in what we call the garrison, economically challenged communities then. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I've seen so much, you know. And I think that a part of me is always wanting to give back and strengthen all of those people that I grew up around, I guess.
There's no greater teacher than experience.
Exactly.
And so you've been through many different things. In fact, you started off in Jamaica, but you moved to Florida.
I moved to Florida. But even then, it didn't make it easier because I moved to Florida. My mother was a court reporter when she was in Jamaica. And when she left, the first job that she got was a nurse. Was, you know, just LPN nurse. And it wasn't easy for her because she had to do live-in jobs. And I was only 13 or 12. Mm-hmm. And at times I remember she would come home and say, okay, she would leave sticky notes on the monies And she would put them across the dresser and she would say, okay, this is for the light. This is for, and I would have to go and pay these bills on my own. But I did.
Wow.
I was very responsible mm-hmm. at the time. Now looking back at it, incredibly responsible.
Well, that's that age. And she obviously had a large influence on you, your mom, because you chose nursing. Was it because your mom happened to be?
She wanted me to be, well, I wanted to be a doctor because I remember asking for, she bought me a typewriter because, of course, she was a court reporter, but I wanted stethoscopes and dolls and needles, and I would chase lizards and, I would take out the strip of bamboo from the coconut mm-hmm. trees and tie a little hoop and, like, I don't know, allow the lizards to crawl in and then snatch it. And I would catch the lizards and use pins and pin them down and cut them open to see what was inside. I wanted to be a doctor, so.
That came natural. A lot of kids run from that stuff, but that was something you were curious about. Great. Yeah. Well, you never know. You might still become a doctor, you know, along the way in between performing and recording. Etana's in our studios now. Florida's been good to you. You won a Female Vocalist Reggae Performance Award at the MOBO Awards, I believe.
It was so many of them, though. Mm. The IRAMA mm-hmm. Award, International Reggae and World Music Award. I've gotten 3 or 4 of those and nominated for Best Female and Best Album on the MOBO. Mm-hmm. Loads of stuff.
Right. And it never gets old, right? I mean,
no.
That's always exciting stuff for you. But it's about the music. It's not really about the awards, I assume.
Exactly.
That's what keeps you going.
Exactly. For me, it's about how my fans and I call them my family, my people, how they feel about my music. Mm. And that's what's most important. So when they vote and when they get involved in something, I'm excited about it. And I totally get involved with them and, you know. It's a feeling of being together in a group.
Well, we're fortunate to have Etana as such an accomplished reggae performer in our studios, an award winner, multi-nominated talent, platinum recording star, known around the world. You tour the world. You perform around the world.
Around the world.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Been to many places in Africa, all over the Caribbean, mm-hmm. South America.
Where's your favorite places to go?
Wow. I like Johannesburg. Love Johannesburg. I love Bermuda, mm-hmm. Ghana.
Good. We're on in Ghana.
Australia.
So that's a good thing that you said that.
New Zealand.
Ghana, Rwanda.
I love New Zealand mm-hmm. as well.
Excellent.
And Brazil, South mm-hmm. America.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Ethiopia?
You know, I haven't yet, but I will be one day.
You will. That's on the to-do list.
Exactly.
All right, Etana's with us. So, Etana, would you sing another song for us?
Of course.
That would be great. What's this one called?
This one is called Love Song.
Love Song.
Unconditional Love.
Oh, beautiful.
Rolling down my face,
Sound great. I love your voice.
Thank you.
I love your voice. Etana's on Border Crossings, and we're talking about her new album, I Rise. Why don't you think there are more women in reggae music?
I call it the reggae football field. Soccer field, a soccer team where there's only men in it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then the females have to work twice as hard, if not three times as hard. And I once thought that it was just a chauvinistic thing, that it was just Jamaica and it was just a Caribbean thing or African thing, why women are not treated the same as males in reggae. Then I heard Hillary Clinton say that women were not paid or treated equally, not even in the White House. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. I could take a breath now. I'm not alone. But then it makes me feel good because at the same time, I know that we've come a long way as females and we have a long way to go. Mm-hmm. But hard work does pay off. And I'm working double hard and I don't mind doing it because I know what I want and I know where I want to go.
Have
I know where I want to be.
Thought about making an R&B album? I mean, Rihanna, you know, coming from the tropics, and then she came to the U.S. and bang, it's been hip hop and R&B stuff.
Well, I have been in the R&B pop. It was actually like R&B rock music. It was a fusion. Mm-hmm. I was in a girl group called Gift. It was four girls. Mm-hmm. It was exciting. The most exciting part for me was doing the choreography and shopping.
In that order?
Oh, yeah. Shopping was always great because we would go home with so much stuff. And the only thing is it had to be similar. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody kind of had to look alike almost. Mm-hmm. And one day we had to do a video. And I was in Victoria's Secret lingerie, stiletto heels.
I'd like to see that video. I want to see that one.
We were all wearing thongs, but my problem is when we had to do the choreography to, you know, kind of move to the side like this and do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, when you do this, you're kind of like opening your legs. Mm-hmm. And the camera was so low at one point. And I'm thinking, who gave you permission to be there?
Right.
You know, don't you have to ask me first? kind of thing. And I remember looking in the mirror and I'm like, you know, you're beautiful. This is, you know, wicked. This is what you wanted. Mm-hmm. But this is what you really want deep inside. And my answer was no. And so after leaving the group, going to Jamaica, we were supposed to take a break for 1 month. And I ended up going to Jamaica, calling the group and just to say I wasn't coming back. It was sheer hell. Like it was crying, screaming. How could you do this? But I'm happy now because I can write what I want to write. I can express myself the way I want to. And I don't have to be naked to express my talent.
You know, well, that's
myself.
Good.
Yeah.
You don't have to downgrade yourself. You
exactly.
are who you are. And that's great. Well, you know, I love the sound. I love the message. And you know, you're very intelligent, articulate.
Thank you.
And really like, especially your voice. I mean, that really, you have a gorgeous voice.
Thank you.
Really. So, I mean, as far as the kids you speak to, what's the most common questions you get asked? Because you talk to a lot of kids around the world. So what do you get asked?
Do you have a lot of money? Is it nice touring? Is mm-hmm. it fun? Mm-hmm. They ask about just my life, mm-hmm. you know, everything about my life. And what are some of the mistakes that I made throughout my life, and they want details. They want all the stories.
Yes, yes.
But I'm not afraid to share it because mm-hmm. I remember my aunts used to tell me things my mother thought that I should not have heard at that age. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate it because it made me so much wiser and so much more prepared, mm-hmm. you know. My mistakes, yes, I tell them that too. Well, almost all of them.
Got to keep a few to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's exciting talking to them and, you know, watching their faces light up when I share the stories.
And what kind of advice do you give them?
You know, to always be aware of your surroundings as much as possible. Be clear. Take deep breaths. Have no fear. To be who you are. Love who you are. Love what you look like, you know, appreciate yourself, stuff like that.
That's great. Yeah. You are definitely a role model and you carry a lot of power with what you tell people. So
Yeah. That's
wonderful that you're using your fame to help people
and
to help them find themselves along the way. And your beautiful clothing, I understand your clothing line is manufactured back home in Jamaica.
Right. By young girls. As you know, Jamaica is what they call a third world country, though I don't see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a lot of young, talented seamstresses that graduate from high school or from an organization they call Heart Association. And they graduate without jobs, without being able to, or job opportunities then.
Mm-hmm.
And these young girls sew my, or make my clothes, all the skirts and tops and whatever they make, go online and is sold at etanathestrongone.com. And of course, bought by females. So I call it females helping other females.
Nice, nice. And the clothing line is what?
It's called Style Etana.
Style Etana. I like that. Style Etana.
Yeah.
Go out. I'm going to run home and buy some. Style Etana. Etana, not for me, of course. Etana's our guest here on The Voice of America. And the tour goes on. You said it's going to go on until July, I guess?
Yes, tomorrow. Today, we go to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And it stops in Canada. Then from there, I go to Europe. Mm-hmm. Then to the UK, then back to America, then back to Jamaica for the school tour.
Mm-hmm. How do Americans receive reggae music in general when you go and you perform? Is it exciting here like it is in other parts of the world where reggae seems to be much more popular than America? But
well, I'd say Midwest to West Coast, mm-hmm. it's really great. And from like maybe a little bit of East, from like mid all the way up to the top and across.
Mm-hmm.
The United States, they love reggae music.
Mm.
One shocking place to me was Louisiana, or New Orleans, right?
Yep.
When I got to the venue, not many Jamaicans were there, all Americans, and the venue was full. They know every song, and they bought out all the albums that were there.
Wow.
That night.
Great.
It was incredible.
Well, so, it makes you feel good. You know, it's a rewarding experience. You're touching a lot of people.
Across
a lot
the
of
world.
Different kinds of people.
Exactly.
In different places around the world.
And I'm grateful.
I would like to have you do one more song, if you could.
Sure. This song is called Better Tomorrow.
Better Tomorrow.
I wrote this song because I saw a little boy break a banana in two that he found in a dump. Whatever they find in a dump looking for plastic bottles for lunch, breakfast, and dinner. It's their meal. And all he found that day was a banana, and he broke it and shared it with his sister. And I figure if he can share, then I don't see why we can't when we have so much more, even though we think we have so little.
Hear, hear. Etana, better tomorrow.
There'll be a better tomorrow. There'll be a better tomorrow. Oh, there'll be a better tomorrow. There'll be a better tomorrow. There'll be a day. There'll be a way. There come a time to sing a brand new song. No more pain. No more sorrow. Children, no more tears. There'll be a
Famous, internationally acclaimed Etana in our studios, and Better Tomorrow from the new album, I Rise. So thank you so much for coming by. It looks like you want to dance. Looks like
it's
kind of
right?
unusual, just, right? Sitting down for an interview. Probably
every time
not
I play that song, I just want to dance.
It looks like you guys want to get up and get down. And so
yes, we do.
People want to see you around the world. Check out your tour schedule. Post it on your website.
EtanaTheStrongOne.com. Facebook is Etana Strong One, Etana Strong One. And Facebook is One Etana, Onetana. So Facebook, Instagram, Etana Strong One. Facebook, I'm sorry, Twitter and Instagram, Etana Strong One. And Facebook is Onetana.
And the tour continues through July, and then you're going around the world, internationally.
Europe and UK.
All right.
until September 7th.
Great. So get a copy of the new album and go out and see Etana and the guys in concert. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. And to everyone paying attention right now, listening, tuned in, thank you so much for staying here with me. One perfect love.
You're great. Love your voice. Love your music. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for coming in. This is the Voice of America. I'm Larry London, and you are tuned to Border Crossings.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be
Crossings on VOA 1.
Border Crossing's Voice of America. It's requests and dedications. And, of course, our guest, Etana, who is in our studios on tour for the new album, I Rise. The song we just heard was a birthday request from Miho Inada Boateng, who's listening to Border Crossings, and asked that I play that for a little girl who's turning 7 soon, and asked for a shout-out along with the song. So thank you, Mainichi Otsukarama Soshite Arigatou Gozaimashita, is what they wrote. Yuki Boateng, turning 7. So happy birthday to Yuki in Ghana, and I hope you enjoyed your birthday request from the Beatles on Border Crossings. We also heard a song for Jessica Cunningham, who was a intern here last summer, and the song was The Black Eyed Peas with I Got a Feeling. So Jessica said, send a shout-out to Salisbury University and the graduates of 2015. This is Border Crossings. Here's a request for John Legend, and it comes from Sarah Witt, who's listening to Shagger FM in Ethiopia. And this is called All of Me from John Legend on Border Crossings.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me. But I'll be alright. My head. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head. I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you.
Can you give me all of you? I give you all of me. Can you give me all of you?
Hey, this is John Legend. You're listening to Larry London.
And it is Border Crossings, and we're making our way through our Thursday show. I'd like to say hello to Moses and Emmanuel, Kalisa, G. Dorgier, Leonardo, and Birdman Jr., who are all tuned into our program today. And John Legend, who won an Oscar not too long ago for Glory in the song, in the film Selma. And that is a request we just heard from Sarah Witt in Ethiopia. Thanks for listening and tuning us in on Sheger FM in Ethiopia. I'm Larry London. I'd also like to say hello to Joseph Agba, and also a shout-out to Rhea, who's listening, and AJ, who's tuned into Border Crossings, Aisha Khan, Ghana, Adamu, Sue, Lazabal, Augustino, and everyone else who's joining us on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. It's time now for our CD giveaway. It's the big contest, the Listener of the Day giveaway. And we are going to select a lucky listener, a random selection, for the Now, That's What I Call Music, Volume 54 CD. Now, this great CD, the series of CDs has sold over 200 million copies around the United States. They're always in the top five on the Billboard charts. If you want more information, you can go to nowthatsmusic.com. That's their website, and check out everything about the Now 54 CD, which has music from Taylor Swift and Maroon 5 and all the rest. And today's lucky listener, Abebe Adiraju, is our winner. So congratulations, Abebe. You are the lucky listener. Please send us your mailing address so we can send you the Now 54 CD. And here's your request on Border Crossings, Abebe. This is Sarah Bareilles, Machine Gun.
Hey, this is Sarah Bareilles, and you're listening to Larry London.
Thank you, Sarah. What a nice girl. That's Machine Gun on Border Crossings. I thank you for the requests and the dedications. Etana, thank you so much for coming in and for being you and for giving us the great music on the new album, I Rise. What a pleasure to have her in our studios. My name is Larry London, and I want to thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. Also, while we're sending out thanks, thank you to Keith, our engineer today, and Gary and Nick and Jeff and the crew that put the show together behind the scenes. And, of course, we've got Vince and Felicia, who also sit in the director-producer chairs. They don't sit in one chair. They each have their own. I'll be back tomorrow on Border Crossings at 1500 Universal as we bring in another weekend together. I'm Larry London. This is the VOA1 Music Network.